When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, September 13th edition. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Lots of big baseball going down, college football, and, of course, the opening weekend of NFL action. So hope everybody did very, very well, had a good time, and enjoyed the big, big sports weekend. We got seven games for you on Monday to get your feet wet as we head into another week of MLB DFS action. 3 weeks left to go here. So we'll kick things off with seven games. Make sure you check me out on Twitter at BDIntric. Check out the Fantasy Degens Discord. It is free, so come join us over there. If you'd like to become a premium member at rotoballer.com, my written content Monday, Wednesday, Friday's premium. The rest is all free. Use promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, to get 10% off the package of your choice. Also, go check out Prize Picks, guys. It's an awesome way to play all sports, but it's like DFS meets prop bets. There's prop bets. There's also fantasy scores, where you got to make 2 to 5 picks. So many awesome ways to do it over at Prize Picks. So download the app, create an account, and when you use promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, you get a first-time deposit match up to $100. So go check that out at PrizePicks.com. Lastly, if you can go to iTunes and give me a rating and review for MLB DFS Quick Hits, I would truly appreciate it. All right, seven games on this slate. We only got four totals for you so far. Cardinals-Mets is 8, Astros-Rangers 9, D-backs-Dodgers 8, Red Sox-Mariners 8. So waiting on three more totals on that one. Let's kick it off with the pitching on this slate. The top price pitcher is Clayton Kershaw, who's making his return from the IL at 10-4. Pass. He threw 49 pitches in 3 innings his last rehab start. They're going to baby him the rest of the way. So passing on Kershaw. You got Sandy Alcantara coming off an absolute gem his last time out, striking out 14 New York Mets, and 14-6, 12-11, and 7 in his last 5 starts. Those are the strikeout totals, folks. He has over 30 points in 3 of the 4, over 26 in 4 of the 5. He's been absolutely outstanding right now. $9,600 going up against a Washington Nationals team that you can definitely take advantage of. They're striking out over 21% of the time versus righties in the past month, hitting .244 with a 100 WRC+. So Alcantara is in play. Not sure he's the pay-up spot I want to make, but he's definitely in play. I'm going to pass on Yu Darvish. He pitched really well his last time out. The Giants' bats are white hot. So I'm going to pass on that one and instead go to Adam Wainwright at $9,000 at the New York Mets. Wayno, another 18.6 his last time out, 20, 27, 38. The dude is a consistent machine, 6 or more innings pretty much every start, quality starts. He did give up 4 runs and 8 1/3. He had I believe he went 8 innings, 1 run. He was trying to get the complete game for us. And he gave up a 3-run jack in the 9th against the Dodgers. But still, outstanding stuff from Wayno. The strikeouts haven't always been the best, but he just goes deep into games, gives you quality starts. Really good stuff from Wayno. Now you get a New York Mets team that is striking out nearly 25% of the time versus righties in the past month, hitting .265 with a 118 WRC+. So Wayno at $9,000 is a guy I'll be starting things out with on this evening. Nate Eovaldi, $8,800 at the Seattle Mariners, is somewhere I want to target as well. I will specify Nate's been much better at home than on the road this year, so that's something to definitely keep in mind. 6 more starts at home than he had on the road this year. But he's coming off, he's got 4 straight 18-plus point games, 3 straight 21-plus point games. He's going 5 innings or more in pretty much every start, 3 runs or less, and the strikeouts have been outstanding, 7 or more in 4 straight starts. Now he gets the Seattle Mariners, a team that is not the best. They're striking out 25% of the time versus righties over the past month, hitting .214 with an 89 WRC+. So Eovaldi at 88, yes, on the road, still very, very much in play. So you got guys like Wayno and Eovaldi leading the way. If you want to pay for Alcantara, you can. I'd just rather save and go Wayno and Eovaldi in their matchups and go from there. Going down cheaper, though, Rich Hill, $7,100 at home against the St. Louis Cardinals. Rich Hill's been actually sneaky good. He's gone 6 innings in 2 straight starts, 5 innings or more in 4 straight, 3 runs or less in all 4 starts. He has 8 or more Ks in 2 of his last 3 starts. He has 18 or more points in 3 straight starts. He's been quite effective. The old man has been quite, Big D Mountain has been quite effective. Now he gets a Cardinals team that strikes out over 21% of the time versus lefties. They are hitting 284 with a 263 ISO and a 137 WRC plus. So they're mashing left-handed pitching. Goldie's swinging it well. Arenado's heating up. You got Bader. You got O'Neill. You got Yadier. You got Edmundo Sosa. Sometimes DeJong. There's weapons there with that Cardinals lineup. It's a righty-heavy lineup, so keep that in mind. But on this slate where pitching is not great, Rich Hill at 71 is very, very much in play. Like you could go to Odorizzi, hope he runs pure because he only goes through the lineup twice. He's going 5-6 innings max. Yeah, so that's been very, very well documented. So, and it's for good reasons. Third time through the lineup, he gets destroyed. But he's $7,600 against Texas Rangers. If you want to go there, sure. I'd rather take my chances with the Big D Mountain at 7,100. And then other than that, though, it's pretty bleak. The only other guy I'd mention is Paulo Espino, $6,100. Very, very up and down arm, but he struck out five or more in four straight outings. He's gone five innings or more in three straight. He's got you 10 or more in three straight, 15 or more in two of his last three. He's $6,100, and the reason why it's important is he's facing the Miami Marlins, a team we know we can pick on time and time again. They're striking out 27% of the time versus righties, a 215 average, and a 68 WRC plus over the past month. So Paulo Espino at 61 is in play for you on this slate. So the pitchers I'm looking to target right now, Waino at 9,000, Eovaldi at 88, Rich Hill at 71, and Paulo Espino at 61. Bats on this slate, catcher's position for you. You can save some cash. You can go to Will Smith versus Gallen if you want, the home run machine that is Will Smith. Or like I said, you're going to save some cash, drop down below 4K. And if you aren't using Big D Mountain, Yadier Molina at 36 is a good starting point in that matchup. Carson Kelly at $3,300 loves facing lefties. He'll face Kershaw once, maybe twice. So keep that in mind. But $3,300 could be a nice little discount for Kelly in that matchup. Down the 3K and below level now, got Martin Maldonado versus Alexi at 2,900. He's an option for you. And then other than that, check your lineups. It's a very, very weird, weird slate already. First base position, though, you got Varito's got the 43 now, which is outstanding. You got Yuli Gurriel if you want. But I'm going to start out with guys like Kyle Schwarber versus Logan Gilbert. Gilbert looked a little better of late, but overall, he's running out of steam, getting hit pretty hard. Schwarber's first base outfit eligible at $4,800 versus Gilbert. He'd be a good starting point. Again, if you're not using Big D Mountain, Goldie at 45 is a nice spot as well. Cheaper plays, though, Nathaniel Lowe at $3,900 versus Odorizzi. Don't mind using some Texas bats in this game. I don't mind using some Giants bats versus Darvish either. He was such a mess before that last start. The Angels kind of got him right. Now he gets to face a real offense again. So if you want to, in a tournament, get a little contrarian, stack some Giants. Guys like Brandon Belt at $3,800 are a nice discount for you. Going down cheaper at the position, though, you got guys like Bobby Dalbec at 31. It's righty-righty, but Dalbec's hitting a lot right now, so I don't really care about that kind of scenario. Other than that, not a ton at the first baseman that stands out without pairing up at the position. Second base, Simeon's in play if you want to, but you got Altuve, you got Brandon Lau versus Manoah. Manoah is a beast, but a very intriguing spot there for Lau, who could maybe take, because Manoah does have home run issues from time to time, so it'd be a nice contrarian play if you want to go there. Very risky, but contrarian. Like, Paulo Espino is a massive pitch-to-contact guy, except I did say he started to strike guys out over his last three to four starts, so maybe there's a shift in the process here. Still, if you want to target Espino, who I think will be popular, because we saw it a lot in recent weeks, some of these pitchers, especially cheaper pitchers, versus the Marlins, are the chalk. A guy like Jazz Chisholm at 43 is a nice little play versus Espino. Cheaper plays at the position, though. Luis Garcia of Washington, if he checks the lineup, he's 3,100 versus Alcantara. I like Alcantara, but it's not a bad discount. As Garcia swinging a very, very hot bat with a little bit of pop as well. You got Nick Solak at 3K. That's your value as always. He's a very, very strong value at $3,000. If you are stacking against Darvish, Tommy La Stella is 2,500. He had a grand slam over the weekend, so he'd be a guy to look at as well. All right, third base position on this small seven-game slate. Machado swinging a hot, hot bat. He's 5,400. We got Chris Bryant. Rafael Devers only at 49 is very, very enticing. I was like shocked to pick him up in Tout Wars. I know he's kind of scuffled a bit of late, but he's still, Rafael Devers got 33 homers on the season. He's $4,900, getting a bit of a discount there. Kyle Seager, if you want to fade Eovaldi's 4,600. If you think Eovaldi struggles on the road, you got Toro at second base, you got France at first, Seager at third. There's some options if you want to look at those directions. Cheaper plays, low 4K and below. You got Longo, sure. Yanni Hernandez at 39. I like him more cash because he's got to steal bases to pay off. He's not hitting like three-run homers for you very often. Other than that, though, it's a pay-up position. It's a massive pick. So, like, you have Jake Lamb down here who did go deep over the weekend, but Toronto scored a million runs, so they all did something. But you're pretty much paying up at third base tonight. Shortstop position for you on this slate. You got Francisco Lindor at 51. I'd pass. I'd rather go to Bichette at 5K or Correa at 49, even Bogarts at 48. Those three would be the big ones to pay up for up top if you need to. Otherwise, just save some cash. You got Crawford at $3,900 versus Eovaldi. He's JP Crawford. He'd be in play for you. Paul DeJong at 34 versus Big D Mountain is an option as well. Nick Ahmed versus Kershaw is only $2,500. That could be a very, very nice value too. And then Edmundo Sosa's day-to-day, if he cracks the lineup, he's only $2,600 for the Cards. Outfield position, you got Soto at 61 is always in play. You got Tatis at 59 facing a Giants bullpen game. That's not too bad either. But some cheaper options. Jordan Alvarez at 52 is outstanding versus Alexi. Alexi's been very good. He has not run into a team that's has as many powerful bats as the Astros, it feels like. Kyle Tucker's been on fire. He's up to 5K now. Still a good looking play. But Schwarber at 48, like that one quite a bit. Teoscar down to 47 is a decent discount for he's producing as well. Tyler O'Neill at 44 versus Big D Mountain. I could see that being interesting. Yacatel Marte at 43 versus Kershaw, the Dodgers bullpen. So that's an awesome little sneaky play there. You got Hunter Renfroe at 4K versus Gilbert. He could be another one for you. Lourdes Gurriel continues to hit, continues to be too cheap. He's $3,600. Insane weekend for Lourdes Gurriel Jr. $3,600 a gift. So enjoy that one. Again, if you're stacking the Giants bats, Yastrzemski's only $3,500. Lane Thomas, another three-run homer on Sunday. He's really, really picked things up. He's $3,300 versus Alcantara. Jared Kelenic went deep on Sunday. He's $3,300. Yadiel Hernandez, if you're stacking Washington's $32. Going down cheaper here, like Lamont Wade Jr. is only $3,100 versus Darvish if you're using some Gigante bats. So you're getting one of the best offenses in baseball at a discount versus a pitcher that looked like himself for the first time in forever his last time out. So that's a fun little tournament play. Let's put it that way. Cheaper plays, though. Jesus Sanchez at 3K versus Espino. Not too shabby. Brian De La Cruz at 29 versus Espino. Another nice discount for you with some Marlins bat versus pitch to contact. Maybe getting better Espino. DJ Peters is $2,600 versus Oda Rizzi. Don't mind that one at all, as DJ Peters got tons and tons of power. Leody Tavares is $2,400 for his Oda Rizzi. Another nice little play for you there. Then as you slide on down to the 2K range, you might find a few things. One lineup's like Seth Beer at 2K, but it's lefty-lefty, so we probably don't see him versus Kershaw. So keep an eye and see what the lineups bring out for you in this one. Recapping your pitching, like you could use Alcantara at 96 if you want, but I'm focusing on Wainwright at 9,000, Eovaldi at 88, Rich Hill at 71, and Espino at 61. We'll watch ownership and see if things change throughout the day, maybe lineups change. And maybe get us on some different guys. Stacking things up, if you want to fade Espino, Miami could be a nice little stack in that matchup because Espino could be very, very popular. So that's an angle to look at there. Same with St. Louis versus Big D Mountain. If Hill's getting popular, St. Louis has been crushing lefty, so that's an angle to go to. I think Texas is a nice contrarian stack against Houston. Same with the Giants against Darvish. That would be another angle to take there. And that Boston-Seattle game just reeks of stacks, especially the Boston side versus Logan Gilbert. So I'll have to watch the lineups, go watch some ownership numbers, and see where things go from there. All right, that'll wrap us up. Quick seven-game slate for you on a Monday. Make sure you check me out on Twitter at BDIntric. Check out the podcast MLB DFS Quick Hits on iTunes and give it a rating and review. Also, go check out PrizePicks.com. Use promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, when you create your account for a free first-time deposit bonus up to $100. And we'll see what Tuesday brings. Hope you guys have a good Monday. We'll be back to you guys tomorrow. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, September 13th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. and our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.